seed. Now, we have got a great word tonight. God's presence is just heavy on this house. And I just am so excited to announce that Chester Tullis will be teaching tonight and on the glory, praise, glory. It's going to be great. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Chester.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah, for the introduction. And shalom. Yes, I wasn't going to miss that. It's important. It's important. It really is. Let's start with prayer. Father, we're believers. We are children, Father. Father, because of that, because of what we've done, by accepting you, your blood covers us, Father. Father, there's nothing that will come against us that can stand against us, Father. And Father, tonight, I pray that you, with your Spirit, through your Spirit, Father, teach. I'll say the words, but you teach, Father. And Father, I know this message is mostly for believers. So Lord, in your way, Father, I pray that you will take the words and touch someone who doesn't know Jesus tonight in a special way so they can come to know him. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well. We're continuing on with study of praise and worship. And mine includes Thanksgiving. The short title of mine is Spokes for the Wheel of My Life. The long title is The Importance of Praise and Worship and Thanksgiving in My Daily Life. We've already heard from a couple of teachers. Wanda told us why we praise and worship. Jim said, here's the power in praise and worship. So tonight, I want to talk about importance. Okay? I have a question for you. What is important to you? What is important to me? Think about that just for a moment. You know, I'm an older person, and as I've matured, I hope I've matured anyway, or at least as I've grown older, I've found that what's important to me has changed. Okay? For instance, some examples. As a child, playing was much more important than eating and sleeping. And then when I did eat, dessert was more important than the regular food. Yeah, that's the reason dessert was always pushed off to the side somewhere. Had to finish your meal first. As a teenager, I got concerned about my appearance. That became important to me, okay? And being liked by my peers. As a married adult, my career became important to me. Having a good time. Also, my family, once I had a family, became important to me. Then that thing called middle age kind of happened. And my parents became important again. I didn't want to have the bulging middle section. I'll put it that way. Also, getting ready for retirement became an important thing for me. Now as a senior adult, what's important to me in my life is my health, retirement, my grandkids, and I'm also thinking about death. It's one of those things I come to realize that I ain't gonna live forever. There will be a time when I'll die unless Christ causes us all back in the rapture first, okay? I read somewhere, I studied somewhere, this has been a long time ago, that in everyone's lives there's three important things: shelter, clothing, and food. Okay? But you know, in all these things I mentioned so far about important to me, they were all a decision, a choice that I made. Okay? It is. We make these choices about what's important to us. And then not only is it a decision and choice, but it is also an act of my will. I go after these things that are important. The people or the things that are important to me will draw out, think about this, will draw out my praise of that or to them, and my worship of that thing or to them. And in some ways, my thanksgiving to them in my daily life, it will draw it out, okay? And as I let this draw out, or as I willingly give praise, worship, and thanksgiving, I affect my life. Allowing my life to be directed or influenced. This is true of a believer in Jesus, and it's also true of an unbeliever. It really is. The thing about an unbeliever is that they don't know Jesus, okay? So worldly or physical or even false spiritual things or people will be the object of their praise, worship, and thanksgiving. It will be, because they don't know Jesus. There's no way for them to understand the need, the importance, their life's need for their praise, worship, and thanksgiving to Jesus. But as a believer, okay, I still know worldly and physical things and people. I'm not taken out of the world because I'm a believer. I'm still in the world, okay? But I give praise, worship, and thanks because of that personal relationship and the knowledge of Jesus, okay? So again, even when I choose, it is still a choice and a decision that I make to worship, to praise, to worship, and give thanks to Jesus, okay? And on top of that decision and choice, it is an act of my will, okay? Sometimes we don't think about our will being very active, but it is a tremendously active event, force, thing in us, in our lives, okay? Now, what happens if I, a believer, fail to give praise, worship, and thanksgiving to Jesus? The Holy Spirit who dwells within me will speak to me or correct me or convict me of not doing that, of putting it somewhere else. And the Holy Spirit will help adjust the focus of my praise, worship, and thanksgiving. He will. Okay? So even though I do this out of an act of my will, I still have a Spirit within me who will correct me when I need to be corrected. Maybe that happens more often than I want it to happen. It does happen more often than I want it to happen. We talked about importance, okay? Let's get to the scripture here, okay? About praise, worship, and thanksgiving. In Psalms 84:10a, Jim kind of ended her lesson, her teaching with this, okay? I'm reading out a message, and it says, this is David, okay? And we know who David is. David, as God described him, was a man after his heart, okay? Wasn't a perfect man, had a lot of faults and failures, and made a lot of mistakes. But he's still a man after God's heart. And David says, one day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on a Greek island beaches. That's what David found important. Time in God's house, okay? Place of worship. And then in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 23 through 27. Now, to understand this, this is where David has returned Ark of the Covenant to the city of David. And he just got through, just in doing this, he just got through demonstrating his act of will of praise and worship and thanksgiving in that he danced before the ark as it came into the city. Okay? And this is the beautiful psalm of David, if you read the whole thing. The whole psalm really goes from verses 8 through 36, but I'm just going to read verses 23 through 27. And it says, this is out of the message, "Sing to God, everyone and everything. Get out his salvation news every day. Publish his glory among the godless nations, his wonders to all races and religions." And why? Because God is great, well worth praising. No god or goddess comes close in honor. All the popular gods are stuff and nonsense.
Amen.
But God made the cosmos. Splendor and majesty flow out of him. Strength and joy fill his place. That's what David has to say about praise, worship, and thanksgiving in that. The Bible is full of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. If you look at historical information, there's information about salvation, but there's a tremendous amount of praise and worship and thanksgiving found in this. And obviously, the place where to find a lot of it is in the Psalms. It's filled with that, okay? You know, like I said, God described David as a man after his own heart, okay? I think one reason God described David that way is because David understood the importance of praise, worship, and thanksgiving in his daily life. He understood that. Do we understand that? I wonder, do I understand that? I have to wonder sometimes if I look at my daily life and what I've done in a day's time. Have I really spent the time? Have I really made the effort? Have I really exerted my will to choose to praise, worship, and give thanksgiving to my holy God? Sometimes I will say yay, and sometimes I have to say whoops, not very good. So I want to talk about something here. I want to use an illustration, okay? A little prop. A wheel. Okay? So look at this is a bicycle wheel. And you see the center of it, the hub here. Think about that as being Jesus. He is the center, the hub of our life. Okay? Then we have the wheel. This is the plan that God has for our lives. And we have a tire. Tire is our life, okay? And then connecting the wheel to the hub or the center is these little wiry things called spokes. Spokes. Think about the spokes as praise and worship and thanksgiving, okay? Now, how strong do you think this wheel would be if it had three spokes in it? If I was riding a bicycle, if you were riding a bicycle and had three spokes in it, what kind of road would you ride on? Well, first of all, would you even sit on it? Whoops, don't answer that. Okay. Isn't that the way it is with our life? So as I praise and as I worship and I give thanksgiving to Jesus, who these spokes connect me to the center hut here, connects me to Jesus, okay? I draw strength. There's strength here. The more spokes that I have, the stronger I am, the more strength that my life has, okay? And guess what? As the spokes increase,
then I can overcome. I can go over and go around and go through, outlast, outlive all the bumps, rocks, holes, stones, water puddles, ponds, hills, mountains, the roughness of life. It doesn't matter. Amen. Those spokes are there to give me strength. Okay? And you know, every day of my life, I need those spokes. Spokes also, it's attention. It's attention from the wheel to that center hub, okay? Every day, I need someone to focus my attention on. I need someone to focus my time on or give value to, if you will. I mean, let's be realistic. Our most important resource that we have ourselves individually, most important one I have, is time. Okay? Every day of my life, I need to be encouraged. Every day of my life, I need to be humbled. Or also, I need to be given valued. You know, you think humbled, you think no value. That's not true. Humble is power under control. I also need to know every day that hope is real. So, praise, worship, and thanksgiving, the spokes of my life's wheel, okay, that strengthen me, they allow me to go over or through, around, or in life and all the events that happen in life without busting a tire, if you will, without blowing my life out, without getting off track of where God wants me to be in my life. Allows me to focus in on the one person who gives me value. The one person who can ensure I have the hope that I want and need. So, there are three truths about praise, worship, and thanksgiving. The first one is, they are an act of my will. It's a decision and act of my will. Second one is, it takes my resource. The most invaluable resource that I have is time. Okay? And they also focus my attention on the one person that's most important to me in my life, and that's Jesus Christ. Then there's also an individual thing that I can share with you from each one of these, okay? In praise, Psalms 8:2 reads, "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." Praise encourages me. Okay? It encourages me. Knowing that praise will silence the foe and the avenger. Worship humbles me or gives me value. In other words, I recognize who I am. And I get to know who God is. Okay. Psalms 95, 6 and 7 says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." A relationship there. My relationship to my God. He is my shepherd. I am His sheep. Thanksgiving. In Thanksgiving, I know hope is real. Hebrews 12, 28 through and 29 reads, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. My hope cannot be shaken, cannot be taken away from me, cannot be removed from me. Our 2 Corinthians 2:14 reads, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal possession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Hope with purpose. Not just hope by itself, but hope with purpose. So, some of you may be my age and can remember some of the wheel on, I forget what car it was, some of the foreign cars, I think it was a Buick, had a wire wheel. And if you ever remember seeing those wheels were full of spokes. They were not going to get damaged. So the more the spokes, more praise, worship, and thanksgiving I do in my daily life, stronger the wheel, stronger my life is. Okay? If I have enough praise, worship, and thanksgiving, you know what I have here? Then instead of individual spokes, I have a solid wheel. A solid wheel that definitely can never be crushed or removed, can never be taken away, can never be destroyed. And my life will reflect that. Coronaviruses, economic conditions, political craziness has no effect on my life because my will is solid with praise, worship, and thanksgiving. The will of my life. So, I want to say, like David said in Psalms 84, 10a, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. My life runs in your court, and it's strengthened with the praise and worship and thanksgiving that I offer to you. So consider that. Thank you, and shalom.